Sport on RTÉ Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
A big match and a big crowd at Croke Park, finally. And then there were four, Damien O'Mara.
Yeah, there were indeed. Gavin, good morning to you. The lineup for the semi-finals of the All-Ireland Football Championship have been finalised, with the four provincial champions all still in contention for the title this year. Galway and Kerry advanced after yesterday's quarter-finals at Croke Park. Galway, after winning the first ever penalty shootout in championship football to be held at the stadium. However, that victory, as we will hear in a moment, has been overshadowed by a very ugly brawl and an incident of apparent eye gouging. Galway beat Armagh in what arguably was the game of the championship so far. It looked like they'd run out comfortable winners. They led by 6 points in stoppage time, and with Armagh down to 14 men following the sending off of Greg McCabe. However, two late goals and a levelling point from Rian O'Neill took the game to extra time. They were still level after that. Galway 2-21, Armagh 3-18, and so the match went to penalties. Matthew Tierney scoring the winning penalty as Galway eventually ran out 4-1 to advance. But as mentioned, the match has been overshadowed by a mass brawl which broke out as both sides made their way towards the Cusick stand at the end of normal time. Galway's Damien Comer was the victim of what appeared to be an incident of eye gouging. Armagh's Aidan Nugent and Galway's Sean Kelly were sent off before the start of extra time. In truth, it could have been any of half a dozen, if not more, players. There has been widespread criticism of the scenes at the end of regulation time. We'll hear from the Armagh manager Kieran McGeaney in a moment, but first here's the Galway manager Paul Joyce.
Let's be fair, it doesn't have any place, and then we come back out and we get our captain sent off. I just don't understand that, because number four, our Damien Comer, he was the first man that was taken on there in his own way to go in the tunnel. And look at they're ugly scenes. Look at Armagh, I'll condemn them as much as I will, but we got in fairness, the two management teams, Armagh's and our own, got in and got it sorted out. So we went down the tunnel, and look, it'll be dealt with, I'm sure, during the week. But it's ugly scenes, shouldn't be seen, not when there's kids in the stand right beside it and stuff like that. So look, it happened. Same time, you can't back down from it, and you're being, when it goes on, but it's not a place in the GA, don't get me wrong, it's not a place for it.
I find that there's a lot of things done on social media and a lot of pictures, and everybody, I could hear a lot of people, like, you know, commenting on it, like, and having different things to say, like, you know, how a fight starts and how it continues, like, but I think it's a very simple sort of thing, like we did in the Australian rules, third man in gets automatically suspended.
Even something as simple as, why do two teams tear down the tunnel together at full, you know, or is that an overly simplistic way of looking at how these things are managed?
There's a whole lot of different things. Like, I step 3 inches outside the box, I'm told I'm doing something wrong, and yet we find it difficult to do some of the bigger things. So listen, there's a lot of things we could look for. As I said earlier on, it's something I don't condone, it's something we don't want to be a part of. But when you're new kids in the block, I know we're getting the blame for a lot of it, but when you're new kids in the block, people don't like you stepping up to the top table, and they like to shove you back down again.
Do you feel you've been singled out this year?
I wouldn't say singled out. I think, like, if people do their jobs properly and watch the videos instead of trial by social media, to be able to do their jobs a wee bit better. But, you know, that's only a personal opinion. Like, there's a whole lot of things that could be done better in terms of a disciplinary procedure from start to finish. But as I say, I don't want to, like, in any way take away, like, those things shouldn't happen, and we don't want to be part of it either.
Much more on that to come across the programme, including the thoughts of former GAA President Liam O'Neill. And after the drama of the first game, the second game felt to be a far more sedate affair. Kerry running out 118 to 13 points winners over Mayo. David Clifford with the Kerry goal. We'll hear from the Kerry manager Jack O'Connor in the next hour. So Galway will now face Derry in the semi-finals on Saturday week, July 9th. Kerry and Dublin will meet the following afternoon. Now to rugby, where both the Irish and New Zealand camps have been hit by COVID-19 overnight ahead of the first test between the sides this coming Saturday. Reporting from Auckland, here's Michael Corcoran.
COVID and injury concerns have hit both Ireland and the All Blacks ahead of Saturday's opening test in Eden Park. Mac Hansen has COVID and is isolating, while Ian Henderson and Rob Herring picked up knocks at training over the course of the weekend and they require further assessment. However, the Munster hooker Niall Scannell has been drafted into the Ireland squad. COVID has hit the New Zealand squad also. Head coach Ian Foster, along with assistants John Plumtree and Scott McLeod, are all isolating. Former Ireland head coach Joe Schmidt has been drafted in by New Zealand to help with their preparations. David Havili and Jack Goodhue, who were expected to start against Ireland at the weekend, are also ruled out because of the disease.
Ireland will play the New Zealand Maoris in the first of five games on the tour this coming Wednesday morning. Saturday's test against the All Blacks is live on 2FM. In golf, Padraig Harrington last night won his first senior major with a one-shot win over Steve Stricker at the US Senior Open. Harrington carried a five-shot lead into the final round. He shot a one over par 72. Stricker shot the round of the day, a six under par 65 to propel himself into contention. However, Harrington held on for victory at 10 under. Stephanie Meadow secured a top 10 finish at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, which is the third women's major of the year. In Ji Chun won by one shot at 5 under par. Meadow finished level par overall, tied for 10th place as mentioned. Leona Maguire ended the weekend 9 over, back in a tie for 54th place. While at 19 under par, Xander Schauffele was a 2 shot winner at the PGA Tour's Travelers Championship. Rory McIlroy finished with a 3 under par 67 to end 9 under. Seamus Power one shot further back after a level par closing round. The National Track and Field Championships concluded in Santry yesterday. Tom Barr won his 10th national title with victory in the men's 400 metres hurdles. Darren McElhenney, a very impressive winner in the men's 5,000 metres. Sophie Becker just held off Phil Healy for victory in the women's 400 metres, while Rashidat Adeleke had 1/100th of a second to spare over Molly Scott in the women's 100 metres. The Paddy Toomey trained La Petite Coco took victory in the feature group won Pretty Polly Stakes at the Curragh. Rory Townsend won cycling's senior men's Irish Road Race Championships in Kanturk. Ireland suffered a 7-wicket defeat to India in Malahide in the first of two T20 internationals. The sides will meet again tomorrow. And there is a big night in store for the Republic of Ireland squad, who play Georgia in a crucial FIFA Women's World Cup qualifier. We will preview that game in the next hour. And sports updates available as always, Mary, on the RT News app and also the RT Sport website.